Welcome to Motherhood in Black and White. I'm Kanji.
I'm Tara.
And as we wind down 2022, we are also winding down season 4 of this podcast. And what better way to wind down than recap? So Tara, let's take it back and look at the year that was in 2022. Can you believe this year is over?
I can't. Honestly, it went so fast.
Right. You know, we just recognized 1,000 days since the COVID pandemic hit.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oof. I think it was about 3 weeks ago. Roman, my 13-year-old son, got in the car and said, Mom, today is 1,000 days since March 14th of 2020 when they officially recognized the pandemic as having begun. And what I realized was, it seems to me that 2020, 2021 and 2022 have pretty much all been a blur.
Yes.
And interchangeable, some of the things that happened.
That's true for me as well. Like, especially if I try to think of something, I'm like, was that this year? Was that last year? Sometimes I've realized, oh no, I think that was 2020. Yes. It's all sort of a mixed together, this wild amalgamation of things.
Yeah. And we had, there was an article that came out just a few days ago about why it is that as adults, it seems as though time passes more quickly than when it did when you were kids. Remember what it was like when we were kids and it seemed like getting from one year, calendar year to the next, took such a long time. And now it really is passing in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, I was watching Gage this month as Christmas was approaching and I could see him thinking, God is never going to get here. God is never going to get here. And I just was thinking the whole time, like, I am not ready. I needed to slow down. It was so fast.
Yeah. The other thing we realize in calendar years is that a calendar is not 52 weeks. It really is only 51 weeks because the week between Christmas and New Year's, it doesn't count.
Like, it does not count.
Time doesn't count. Nothing happens that week. Yeah. It's just so don't plan your life on a 52-week calendar. Plan it all 51.
Just cut that last one off. Yeah, right.
Except for the last one, the last week of the year, make time to listen to this. So what we're going to do, podcast family, is Tara and I are going to recap our 2022s, talk about some highs, some lows, some things that we hoped would have happened, some things that actually did happen and mm-hmm. we hoped didn't happen. And while we're taking inventory and recapping our 2022, this is a great time for you, family, to take inventory about your life. And we would love for you to share with us some of your highs and lows and others from this last calendar year.
Yeah.
So let's pop it off with the highlight. So Tara, I would love to hear, what is your favorite moment of 2022?
We're going to jump right in. My favorite moment of 2022, probably, this is going to sound so silly, but we talked on this podcast about how our family went to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And I went on that trip thinking it was more for the boys, but ended up having an amazing time myself. And there was this moment where I was just like, sitting on the concrete at 10:30 waiting for the Halloween show to start. And I was just so happy. Like, it sounds so weird, but I remember that moment. I remember being like, this is awesome. I'm so happy to be here. I'm here. I'm actually sitting here where my feet are. Like, I was in the moment and I loved that show so much. And it sounds so strange that that was my highlight of the year, but that was like a little page in my memory that got cemented in there.
Oh, friend, that doesn't sound silly at all. That's so wonderful to hear. Over here grinning from ear to ear, just imagining you sitting there and like in your head playing It's a Small World over and over again while you're just bopping along.
It was fun.
Oh, that's so great. I love that for you.
What was your big moment?
My big moment, actually, I would have to say thank you to you for, because you had played a real pivotal role in it happening. So my favorite moment actually happened just a few short weeks ago, and that was going to see Michelle Obama and her book tour for The Light We Carry with my best friend and my niece, who is 27 years old, and my best friend who I've known since we were 10 years old. And those tickets came to me because we talked a few weeks ago on this podcast, a few episodes back, about you going to see Michelle Obama with your mother-in-law.
Right.
And I threw a fit. I just didn't act my age. Mm-hmm. I acted my shoe size, and I was like, I want to see her. And my husband got me tickets as an early Christmas present to go see her out in San Francisco, California, where my niece lives in the Bay Area, along with my best friend. And having that girls' night and sitting and listening to Michelle Obama and Tracee Ellis Ross, it just made me so thankful and so grateful for the opportunity. And I was sitting next to someone who I've known since fifth grade and just held her hand. And our friendship has experienced so many ups and downs. But in that moment, it was just a moment of pure peace, like being surrounded by other women who were also nodding their heads along when Michelle Obama was talking about some of her parenting travails, all of us kind of just in this room and in this moment. It was just being a part of a community, and I loved it. It was wonderful.
Please enjoy this moment. You deserve this celebration.
So happy that you got to do that. And it's one of the benefits of having your husband produce the podcast. So he got to hear exactly what to get you for Christmas this year.
Yes.
Can I hear an amen?
He heard me just be like, I pitched a fit. So I want to see her too. Well, sometimes, listen, what do they say? The closed mouths don't get fed.
That's right.
So I make sure open my mouth and just ask for what I want, and hopefully I shall receive. And for that, I did.
That's amazing. So I'm glad you enjoyed that. It was fun to see you get to go do that.
Well, thank you so much. We talk about our personal favorite moments. We think, let's make it a little bit bigger. What is your favorite pop culture moment from 2022 that kind of sticks out?
Okay, I didn't have one single moment. I just had a person. So I'm going to start with my person. And then if I have to pick one moment, I will. So my biggest pop culture phenomenon, not even a phenomenon, it's not new. My biggest pop culture for this year has just been Lizzo.
Where my big girl's at?
Bright lights, Lizzo, like the album, all of her appearances, every interview she's done this year, the tour. It's just been incredible. She's been my 2022 pop culture moment. But if I have to pick one, the James Madison flute moment was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes.
Won't let me do it. Sorry, James Madison.
I am the first person to ever play it. So y'all about to...
This is like the year of giving thanks for Tara. Fortunate enough to see Lizzo in concert in 2022.
Yes, yeah. We were.
She was great. And I was so glad to see her success in 2022. It was great to witness.
Super fun to watch.
We also witnessed the opposite of success. We witnessed the downfall of a famous pop culture phenomenon in the Black community, which is my, I could say, most memorable pop culture moment from 2022. And that was the slap heard round the world.
Yes.
And that was at this year's Academy Awards ceremony when Will Smith jumped up on stage and slapped Chris Rock.
Oh! Wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
And for me, I think it was so impactful because there is this actor who is known for his stoicism. And we talk about crossover actors, right?
Yeah.
You have actors that are kind of famous in the Black community. And then you have actors that maybe Black actors that are famous across the world and across all cultures and countries. And Will Smith is a global phenomenon. Mm-hmm. He's been acting and rapping, if you want to call him a rapper.
It's been a long time since he was a rapper.
Yeah.
So I think he's just an actor.
We'll put an asterisk. There I go trying to make up words again. Asterisk.
Asterisk. It's a word. Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Asterisk. We got it.
Go back to last week's episode and hear my problems there. But it was watching this person act in a way that he really shouldn't have.
Mm.
And then what was more interesting was like the reaction of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was wrong. And it was so interesting to hear how few people were willing to stand up and say that it is wrong to assault another person. And then shortly thereafter, he got the Academy Award and people gave him a standing ovation. And so I think that that created a dialogue and moments for people to talk about what assault is, what it's like for a man to be protective of his woman, and to do so in a way that's not violent. How they should react.
That was a...
Yes.
And then we talk about kind of like historically what it means for a Black man to assault another Black man. So all of these things, I think, were conversation pieces that came up in American culture and society. And I'm glad those conversations were being had. But I was really sad to see that moment kind of define Will Smith's career and see like what has happened since then.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, I mean, hundreds of different conversations around therapy and when it's appropriate, not appropriate. Is it ever appropriate? Defending our families, the way we talk about people. I mean, just so many different conversations. And then those conversations were layered between cultures and who's allowed to say it's okay or not okay, that kind of stuff. But I agree with you. I am sad for him that in this great moment of his, you know, now he's just going to be known for this one choice. It's just, I think sometimes that's a lesson for everybody to think about.
Yeah. We all have to think about our actions and our reactions and the consequences of those actions. And that's something that we try to instill in our kids when we talk about what mothering is.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And sometimes we're successful at that and sometimes we're not. And sometimes in parenthood and in motherhood, we have some really successful moments or days or seconds even, right?
Right.
We just hang on to seconds.
Yeah,
now.
This one moment on January 2nd.
So let's take a moment to talk back about our motherhood journeys. And Tara, tell me what your biggest mom win of 2022 has been.
So again, I have a silly answer for this, but I also have some good answers. I'll say just in general, I feel like I've felt really good about how we've navigated the sixth grade middle school transition. And so as nervous as we were about that, I'm calling that a win. But if you want me to just name one, my one moment, it was a few months ago. Gage has gotten into hip hop music, which is a big win for me. Mm-hmm. And we were listening to Drake. He was listening to some Drake. I was playing a couple songs for him and he was like, I really like this. And then I was, of course, you know, rapping along because that's what I do. And he made some comment and I said, I mean, what other mom is as cool as me? Do any other moms listen to rap music? Come on. He's like, honestly, no, you're definitely the coolest mom. And so I wrote that down on Facebook so I would have that memory for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life. I'm shocked you didn't tattoo that somewhere on your body.
The date and time.
Exactly.
I am the coolest for my hip hop music.
Yeah, well, listen, for an adolescent boy to tell his mom that she's cool.
100%.
Whoa.
Right?
Yes.
I never get that out of him.
Me neither.
Somebody, if it was anybody here, I needed to have been recording.
Yeah.
So I'm calling that my win.
Yeah. I was thinking about the moment that Roman rapped a lot of words to Notorious B.I.G.'s Big Papa. And I was like, oh, maybe that'll be it. But I was like, no. For me, my biggest mom win was something that happened earlier this fall. Roman was out of school on a Monday. I think it was a Monday in October. Mm-hmm. And I had a presentation that I was giving on creating inclusive spaces. And it was like in the afternoon, it was going to be a 20-minute presentation. I grew up in a household where as a child or as an adolescent, I wasn't really given the option of doing things. It was like my mom was like, you're coming along with me.
Oh, right.
You're
right,
doing
right.
This.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would go and I'd be salty. Right. Real miserable about going.
Yes.
And we understand sometimes there are times and places to do that. And so that's been my approach a lot of the time with Roman. And I decided, you know, I was going to try something different. And so I went up to him that morning and said, hey, buddy, Mommy has a presentation that I'm giving today, and it would really mean a lot to me if you came. Mm-hmm. And choice is yours. And he said, no, thank you. And I kind of shrugged my shoulders.
Okay.
And went about, you know, getting ready. And I'm getting ready, and he texted me from upstairs. You know, that's how we do in the house. We don't ever talk face to face or the text from one room to the other. And he said, Mom, what did you say? You said it would mean a lot to you. I said, yes, buddy, it would mean a lot. I would love for you to get the opportunity to hear what mom does. And he said, okay, I'm going to come.
Aww.
And I went and I did this presentation for some city leaders. And while I'm speaking about like why it's important to build and establish inclusive communities and to center the community in everything that we do, my son was in the back of the room recording it and laughing along. And then when we got in the car, he said, Mom, you were really, really good. And I said, thanks, buddy. And then that was kind of it. And it made it all worth it.
Make your heart swell up three sizes.
A little bit.
That would have got me.
It would have. And I was like, dang, why couldn't I have recorded this?
Mine was about rap music. Yours was much better. About a presentation to city leaders. But it feels the same.
It feels the same.
It feels the same.
A win is
just
a win.
Just shine the light over here for a minute, buddy. And I will take it.
And I've realized like so many things that we do, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a grind. It's every single day. When you're feeling good, when you're feeling bad, when they're feeling sick, when you're feeling sick.
Yeah.
And so when we have these moments where there is joy, mm-hmm. where there's happiness, where there are compliments, yo, hold on to those. Hold on,
I
dear.
I filed them away.
Definitely.
Every
definitely.
Single one of them.
Yes.
I love that.
So let's flip the script and talk a little bit about 2022. We like the high moments and the happy moments and things that give us joy. Mm-hmm. But like anything, life is cyclical. And there were times of deep sadness this year as well.
I won't tell the entire story just from a family perspective, but in the last couple of weeks, my family's had to deal with a pretty tragic loss in the family. And just with everything going on, and, you know, this time of year is tough already and having to kind of navigate that. We lost somebody that was special to us, and it was a really tough situation, the way it went down, that affected a lot of people. So that's been my saddest moment. And I hate to say it that way, but it's like, I hate when it happens at the end of the year, because yeah. then it just feels like it colors the whole year. Like you kind of forget that it was a pretty good year in general. But when then you have this one thing happen sort of at the end, it's really tough. And, you know, my brother and I have been sort of dealing with it still, kind of working out some details with our mom. And so it's still sort of an ongoing thing. But, you know, loss is tough for everybody, but it's especially tough when it's, you know, unexpected and tragic in that way.
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely.
What about you?
Well, mine actually is about a loss that happened at the very beginning of the year, you know,
yeah.
And similarly, it kind of colored and clouded the entire year. Yeah. So in January of this year, I lost my stepfather. He passed away. Mm. And this is a man who had been in my life since I was 10 and had been my stepfather since I was 18. And so for my entire adult life, for 30 years, this is a person who chose to call me his daughter.
Yeah.
He walked me down the aisle. He was Roman's only grandfather that he has ever known. And, you know, he suffered from dementia the last several years of his life. And there's something that's really sad, I think, when you talk about blended families. And what I love to have witnessed the last few years is kind of how the blended families have kind of come along. Like you don't really hear the term stepchild anymore. You hear bonus child. Yeah, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Well, people just call them my child.
Yeah.
But when I was kind of a young adult, I was his stepdaughter, you know, and with his passing, there was a schism between his biological children and us. And so I wasn't really able to say a proper goodbye to him. And with his having dementia, I just wonder, and I've wondered most of the year, kind of like, if he remembered me, you mm-hmm. know, the yeah. last few years of his life, as I know that I will remember him and carry him in my heart the rest of mine.
Yeah.
So kind of everything I did this year, I would do and wonder, like, I would hope that partner would be proud of me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
And I know he is.
Oh, thank you. I know he is, too.
And dementia is hard on a family. We've had to deal with that, too. My grandfather passed away a few years ago, and he'd been dealing with that. But I think it's like, especially in those scenarios, you have your memories, and those were real, you know? So
yeah.
He was there in those moments, and those are real. So I hope that you feel that.
And that's where we talk about, you know, the balance. And every day is going to bring something.
Yeah.
Some types of emotions in any calendar year. Sometimes it's going to be pure and utter joy. Sometimes it's going to be angst. Sometimes it's going to be anger and sadness. I'm just happy and proud that in 2022, it seems as though the good days outweighed the bad.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Being proud of something is great.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear, what's your proudest moment of 2022?
I don't think I have a moment in general, but we spoke at the beginning of this year. I finished school last December. So a year ago, I graduated with my MBA. And then very shortly after, due to some circumstances going my direction, I guess, in January, I got a big promotion at work and picked up some, you know, additional teams and responsibilities. And this year was a stretch for me in that way. I mean, it was the most people I've ever managed. It was the most different functionalities I've ever managed, and it was not easy, but I'm very proud of how I've done it, and I'm very proud of the progress I've made, even though it's been a little slower than I like from time to time. I feel good about the team we have, and I feel good about where things are going. I don't know if you have this experience, but I sometimes think like, oh, I'm just going to pick this thing up and we're just going to turn it around. It didn't go like that. It was more like I picked it up and we're figuring it out. So I'm proud of the way it's gone, even though, of course, I would have loved to have turned over faster. But I'm really looking forward to next year. So,
oh, I loved watching you kind of just soar. It was like, my girl, the boss babe. But I don't call you the boss babe. But this is
just a boss.
No, no, no.
No.
Another B word.
Oh.
Girl, you know Lizzo.
Oh, that's yes.
But we got to keep this G-rated for
that's
the families.
Right, that's right.
Okay. As we get ready, let's a couple more. Let me ask you. Ooh, I love this one.
Okay.
I know this story. Would love to hear about your most epic fail.
Oh, God, I hate this story.
I love this story so much.
This story is the bane of my 2022, and it's a month long saga. But it goes like this. Since we bought our house, it's been 7 years. I've wanted to redo the backyard. And we finally got our act together and started making this happen. And then this year we put a bunch of money down, got a bunch of work going, and it felt good. We're like, we're getting it done, finally. And then through the process of getting some approvals with our HOA, we hit a brick wall and realized that what we wanted to do was not allowed under some restrictions in our neighborhood. And we fought it as hard as we could for, I don't know, 3 months. And now we're just kind of sitting on a not even half done backyard, like a quarter done backyard. And with all this money just set on fire, it's going to be fine. It's like, you know, it's fine. But every time I look at my back door, I just hate it. It's like me and my husband both, like, if someone even asks me about it, we both look at each other, we're like, we just cannot talk about it just too soon.
What is the lesson we learned from this experience, Tara?
The lessons we learned was to do our research first and follow the rules earlier and don't start before we're sure. Oh my God.
And if possible, live somewhere without an HOA.
100% that is the lesson learned. Lesson. My husband every day is like, we're moving somewhere. Somewhere else where nobody can tell us what to do in our backyard.
Oh gosh, yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. My most epic fail, and you know, it's not really, I'm trying to figure out how I would categorize it. So it was my attempt to try to be the type of parent that I'm actually not. And that was to let my kid make his own decisions.
Oh,
and
yes.
This was when my kid came and said, Mom, I want to play football.
Yes.
In eighth grade. And I said, okay, you know, and every bone in my body was like, no, he should not play football. And then this whole, I'm going to be like gentle parent and mm-hmm, positive parent. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm like, you can play football, Roman. It's eighth grade. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, some of the other kids have played. It's in school.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. He's not that good.
Right.
He's new. So he might play offensive lineman, maybe defensive lineman. He won't get much touches anyway. So we talked about this on a podcast episode earlier this season, but long story short, the first week of football practice, it was during practice, during the school day, and he fell the wrong way and he was tackled and he ended up breaking both of his arms.
Both of his arms.
Both of his arms.
That I will never forget getting that text as long as I live.
Yeah, because we had literally recorded
the night before
about the football.
Yes.
And saying, oh, everything is going to be great. It's just a couple of months.
Let him try it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now looking back. So now we're 4 months out. And fortunately, you know, he's healed. He's healthy. It wasn't worse.
No surgery.
Yeah. We went through the 10 weeks of kind of, is this going to be okay? And he's healthy. His arms are fine. He has no lingering or long-term damage.
Yeah.
So I can look back at it and breathe. Mm-hmm. But during that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's funny.
Now, when you're in it.
Was not funny.
It was not funny.
I just got a text, capital, all capitals, girl, period.
From the emergency room.
Capital G, capital I, capital R, capital L. I'm like, what?
And you're like, it's 8:30 in the morning.
I was.
What?
I think I was like, what? Because I knew. I was like, no, something's wrong.
What has happened in the 12 hours since I've seen you?
I just saw you. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oof. Oh, yeah. So there are things that define years.
Yeah.
There are things that define the year for you personally.
Yeah.
There are things that define the year for you professionally. There are things that define us as a country. There are things that define us as a community, things that define us globally, right? Mm-hmm. Because when we look back at 2022, some people are going to think about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. Oh, some yeah. people are going to think about, as we referenced, Will and Chris Rock and the slap heard around the world.
I choose to think about Lizzo.
You think about
2022.
Lizzo. You know, some people are going to think about the Ukrainian war.
Yes.
So there are things that we look back on. And this podcast episode has been a time for reflection and maybe some laughs. And for us, it was funny because when you were talking about things that you've gone through this year, I was just nodding ahead because I've just been along for the ride with you. And that's been so wonderful to witness.
Yeah. Same for you.
Yeah. So if we are to kind of wrap up 2022 and podcast family, I would love for you to take this moment to think about what your response is going to be. I'd love for you to complete this sentence, Tara. Mm-hmm. 2022 was...
A lot. I could not think of anything else. I mean, I will say it. If it can be more than one word, then I would say that 2022, while it was a lot, there was a lot of ups and downs. I also realized recently that it's been the year that I felt like I got some of my like energy and joy back after the pandemic. Like I was talking to my therapist about this, and I was telling her, especially, you know, I don't know if you remember this because you were along for two or three of them, but I went on a run where I was just like out with my friends a lot and like seeing shows, and we were going to Disney. I mean, I was getting out in the world again, and I was realizing that I wasn't dreading it. Like I was really enjoying it. And so I felt like this year has really been about just feeling joy again, like really feeling connected again and, you know, feeling like some of that energy that I used to have. I don't know if it's pre-pandemic. I don't know if it's like middle-aged, teenage boy. Now I can have my own energy back. I don't know what it is, but it's been an interesting year for that for me. 2022 has been about finding the joy. There you go.
About finding the joy. I love that.
How would you finish it?
I would say that 2022 was the year I learned to let go.
I love that for you.
Now, I will say this. Yes. It's not the year that I let go of stuff.
You learn that it's an option.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've learned that it's okay to let go of stuff that is really weighing and carrying me down. And it's a kind of a process. And so I've started the process of figuring out like what I need to do to move forward in lightness. And so it's not so heavy all the time. I would say that the last few years were really heavy. It was just really, really heavy. And I'm looking forward to just light and love and laughter and joy and softness, right? It's like I just feel like I've been so hard the last few years. I'm just looking for the softness in life and finding that and finding a soft place to land and kind of staying there forever.
Oh, let's stay there forever.
Forever.
I love that for you.
As long as it's not Disneyland, I ain't going.
It does not have to be Disneyland. You can find your own soft, joy-filled place.
I love that. And podcast family, I hope that whatever 2022 was for you, it's leading you to a new year with new beginnings, new possibilities, and new hope. So as we head into 2023, Tara, what is it you are most looking forward to?
Oh, wow. 2023. I am looking forward to more joy. I'm really looking forward to seeing how my teams at work grow and change and evolve. I'm really looking forward to what we're going to do as a team there. And, you know, Gage will be a teenager next year. I'm looking forward to that. I'm having a lot of fun with that. But also, I am adopting I've heard this a million times, and I thought I adopted it, but I didn't. But in 2023, I'm adopting the, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. And I'm really looking forward to saying no more. I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Never to you, though.
No.
I only say yes to Kaji.
Undoubtedly.
Kanji has the best ideas. It's always a hell yes with Kanji.
And for me, similarly, you know, I'm thinking about my son. Roman will be finishing eighth grade and going on to high school in 2023.
Wow.
So that's what I'm looking most forward to. I'm looking forward to whatever professionally I decide to pivot and do, looking for a new position and opportunity and a new career and opportunity to like make an impact with an organization that has values that kind of reflect the values that I personally have.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to going to all the concerts in the world with you.
All of the
concerts.
Girl,
we got so many concerts lined up.
We already got two lined up with one coming.
Yes. So you will hear all about that in season five. And when season five comes back, we are going to pop off the season with a recap of our excellent adventures. Because over the next couple of weeks, Tara and I are going to take some time away from the microphone to spend time with each other doing things that each other love and things that our kids love. And we are going to report back and kind of see how that goes. So 2023 is fast upon us. 2022, you will be missed.
Will you?
That is up for discussion and that is up for reflection. And podcast family, we thank you for rocking and rolling with us for season four. We will be back in season five in just a few short weeks. In the meantime, take this opportunity to go back and listen to some of your favorite episodes. We have 100 in the books now.
Yes, we do. We have 100 loaded up for you and ready anytime. And then since we'll be on break, just make sure you followed us so that when the first episode for season five pops, you'll be ready and it'll be right there in your queue for you. We love having you with us each week.
So we will see you in season five in just a couple of weeks. Take good care, podcast family. Have a safe and happy new year. And we will see you in 2023. Take good care.